So here again, we're doing again the Sicha Parshas Tove. The reason why we're doing it again, because this Sicha brings out the Aveda of bringing the Gula, or if you could say, of Kabbalah and Malchus, but in our Aveda, in our Aveda. In other words, by identifying with, okay, as we'll soon see. Fine, let's say that. So this is how it goes. Here, the Rebbe is talking, it's Parshas Tove, the Rebbe is talking about Bikurim. So the Rebbe, Bikurim is referring to Yisrael. So the Rebbe explains here the Maila of a Yid over Torah. So here on lines, from lines 2 to 7, the first paragraph, the Rebbe explains that Bikurim Nefesh, you can't have Torah without a Yid. It is no Yid, Torah has no purpose. Similarly, Bikurim Nefesh is Deicha, the whole Torah. So we see that Yid stands above Torah. And on the other hand, if Yid transgresses the whole Torah, he's still a Yid. So we see Torah without a Yid is not possible. A Yid without Torah is possible. Look, yeah? Mm-hmm. So therefore we see that Torah, Yid is above Torah. Right, very simple. So Yid is above Torah. Now,
without the Torah is possible, isn't it?
Really. We're still going to get to it. This is we're going to get in the next paragraph.
It's questionable.
No, we'll see exactly what it is. The Yid, the Metzius of a Yid, is not dependent on Torah. The Metzius of a Yid is because he's a Yid. Regardless, if he has a Shaykh or Torah, does not have a Shaykh. He's a Yid. Right. Now going to next paragraph, lines 8 to 12. Here the Rebbe says, why did the Yid have to keep the Torah? It says just like the Eibishter. The Eibishter needs a Torah. The Eibishter is above the Torah. He doesn't need the Torah. But he wants a Torah. So the same thing, a Yid is above the Torah. But because he's a Yid, the fact that he's a Yid drives him to keep the Torah. In other words, not that his Metzius is dependent on the Torah. A Yid is what he is, just like the Eibishter is what he is. Just like the Eibishter, because he is what he is, wanted to have Torah, he chose to have Torah. The same thing, a Yid, because he's a Yid, he has a drive, drives him to keep the Torah. So it's a Yid, the Yid is not dependent on the Torah, it's a Yid drive, the fact he's keeping the Torah is coming from, is a result of him being a Yid. Okay, now, that's that. Now let's go to the next paragraph, lines 13 to 16. Now, the Rebbe explains, even though we just now said that normally, even though we just now said that really, a Yid is above Torah, even though we just now said, we're going to repeat it again for Rebbe David, even though we just now said that Yid is above Torah, nevertheless, normally, a Yid doesn't identify with the fact that he's a Yid. Doesn't identify with the fact. A Yid normally knows he's a human being, like any other human being. And that, how did he come to know about himself as being Yid is from the Torah. In other words, a Yid b'chol doesn't recognize, he hardly recognizes his shaykhs to the Torah. A Yid has to do a lot of avodah in order to really connect to the Torah. And only once he connects to the Torah, he can come to realize that he has in himself something which is above the Torah. Right? That's when you learn Torah, you learn Gemara, you learn it, you come to Chassidus. There you get begun. There you learn there's something in the Yid which is above Torah, which obligates me to keep the Torah. But the Yid from his own part, normally in Olam Hazeh, doesn't realize that he has a drive in himself to keep the Torah. On the contrary, a Yid feels alienated from everything. Mm-hmm. He comes to Torah, and Torah brings him to recognize his Maile as a Yid, okay? So it starts from the bottom up. You start from nothing, and you go up to the Torah, then you come to Yisrael. But the truth is, the Yid is above Torah, right? Now, where do we see this Koyach of the Yid, which is above Torah, where did it come, where did it show itself? It says, that when it comes to Tshuva, what's the meaning of doing Tshuva? That I transgressed the Torah, I did opposite of the Torah, and nevertheless, I'm going to fix what I did. How can you fix what I did? I went against the Torah. I lost my connection. No, because I have my own, I'm a Yid, therefore I can do, the fact I did Avedas, nevertheless, it does not restrict me, and I can change everything, reverse everything I did. Why? Because I'm a Yid of above Torah. So that's where we come to see the smile of a Yid of above Torah. Now, here the Rebbe is going on. This is my tshuva. This is the way it's we usually explain it. That the, where does the virtue of a yid, of Av Torah, where does it come to, where does it show itself? It shows itself in the union of Tshuva. Right? Okay. Now the Rebbe is saying this is something new. What the Rebbe says now is really something new, which actually, it's in this sifra where the Rebbe brings in this idea. What is it? This is from line 26 to 30. Here the Rebbe says, you have another, there's another situation when you can see the koyach of a yid above Torah. Where do we see it? In the, when you have, let's say, a child who does not know any Torah at all, right? Right? A child, just born. So at that point, how would we look at it normally from our human perspective? He has no shaykh, he's a Torah, so he has nothing. The only way we get to know about our Metzius of Yid is through Torah. So this Tinek has no shaitas to Torah, has no connection to Torah. So he has nothing at all. But the truth is that a Yid is be'etzem, is above Torah. And the real reason why Yid keeps Torah is because the fact he's a Yid drives him to keep Torah. That's the real... Yeah. So now when you talk about a child who has no Torah, so in the fact he has no Torah, it's not his fault. It's the way the natural state. He has no ability to have a shaykhus of Torah. So at that point, then here his state is the state of a yid. He's a full yid. So here you see the state of a yid. How is a yid without Torah? Okay, one example. The other example would be a tinnik shenish. What's a tinnik shenish? A fry person who doesn't know Torah, right? Tinnik shenish doesn't know Torah, so he's a yid. He's not observing the Torah. Can he be held responsible for the fact he's not observing the Torah? He's not, cannot be held responsible. So therefore, in that state, we see the Yid, the state of the Yid as he is above Torah. Why? Because he is a Yid without any Torah at all. Right? Mm-hmm. So that is the state of the Yid above Torah. Okay? Right. Okay. Right. Now. But that is a state of a yid above Torah, but without, it's just a state without meaning to it. Now the Rebbe is going to take this thing that we say that the yid has, he has his inner identity of, he has his, the identity of being yid above Torah by default, because I'm a yid. This, and where do we see it? We see it by a child and a tinnik shenishba. Now the Rebbe is going to take it to all of us. This. It also applies to all of us. So here's the Rebbe goes over in page number 2. In page number 2, going to paragraph from two lines 5 to 9, right? When I'm here in this present state, in this present moment, I'm a yid, right? I'm living. There's one moment now in my life. If I'm going to look at my current state, my state in the past, a moment back, if I look at myself at a moment back, at 2 moments back, maybe I did something against the Torah. So when I go against the Torah, I'm going against that what my Yiddish identity drives me to do when I go against the Torah. But this current moment now, I haven't done anything yet. So this state now, I'm a Yid, just like the Tinnik, I'm a Yid, and I have, by doing something, I can implement, I can express my full identity as being Yid. By doing that, what my Yiddish Metzius drives me to do, I will be expressing my full Metzius as a Yid. Do you follow me here? If we look at ourselves, we measure ourselves at the past. I didn't behave like a full Yid. I was failing here, I was failing there. But this present moment, which has nothing has happened yet, now this moment, so what is, I come to my original state, like the Tinnik, yeah, at this point I'm like the Tinnik, and I do the right thing, I can express my full identity as being a Yid. So now, how should I treat this present moment now, this present moment, how should I treat it? I should have treated that I'm a Yid, I'm above Torah, I can transform everything, if I fulfill this present moment, I do the right thing with the fullest intention, I can affect the whole world. Why? Because I'm, what, the world is created by Torah, and I'm a Yid who's above Torah. I'm a Yid above Torah. I'm just like Hashem is above Torah. This is how the sticker starts off. Just like Hashem is above Torah, he doesn't need the Torah. The only reason why he He wants it. The only reason why the Eibishter chose the Torah is because he chose. He wants the same thing. What is my shaisus to the Torah? Because I'm a Yid, so I choose to want the Torah. It's coming from me, the Torah. I have a drive to do the Torah, just like a chef. It's not that I'm the Torah adds to me a certain shleimus. No, I'm the shleimus. I'm the Yid. I'm above Torah. The reason why I'm the Torah is because I'm a Yid. Just like Hashem wants Torah, I want Torah. So the Torah is coming, which is a result of me. It's not something we're talking about my state as I am above Torah, right? So the Torah is not making me the person who I am. I'm the person. And the fact I'm doing the Torah is because I have a drive, being Yid, I have a drive to do Torah. It's coming from me. The whole Torah is coming from me. Right? Yeah, just like by Hashem. The whole Torah comes from Hashem, chose it. The fact that I have the need, I'm a Yid, I'm connected to Hashem regardless. I'm a Yid, I'm fully connected, I'm above Torah. With Torah, without Torah, I'm fully connected. That's why we said even a Yid with sins is still a Yid, I'm always connected to Hashem. The fact I do Torah is only because, just like Hashem chose the Torah, I have a drive to do Torah. So now when this present moment now, when I haven't done anything, nothing's done yet, so I'm now my pure state of a Yid, just like the Tinnik. So therefore, I have now, if I can express my mitzias, my ability as a Yid, and do this moment what I'm meant to do, and I should affect the whole world. Why? Because everything is only made for, is coming out of me. The Torah is the whole drive for Torah. The whole reason why I have to keep Torah is only because this is what I want to do. And the Torah, everything in the world comes from Torah. So everything is coming from me. So this present moment, this present moment, I can transform the whole world. Does that make sense? Yeah. Reb Dovid, does it go along? Yeah, so we missed the very beginning. I'm part of Hashem, and just like I'm part of Hashem, I'm above Torah. You can have a Yid without Torah. You cannot have Torah without a Yid, because a Yid is above Torah. So therefore,
I have problem with it. I don't have, so to say, problem with it. I am part of Hashem.
Carry on.
Problem is how whole world steam from me.
Because you are above
the part of Hashem.
Why? Because the moment you do something right, you can transform the whole world. Why? That's what do you mean? Why? Because that's how it is. You are above Torah. You are above Torah, and the whole purpose, the reason, the whole drive of keeping Torah is just because this is what your Yiddish Mitzvah calls for. That's why you have to keep Torah. It's just coming from you. The Torah is not, the Rav Kel is not obligating you. It's you obligating that you should want to keep the Torah. So therefore, everything in this world is just dependent on you. What we're going to get to is that we just have to identify with that and bring it out. But this is what it is. This is what we're going
to
get to.
That's what we're trying to do, identify with
it. Uh-huh.
This is words of the Rebbe.
This is the whole structure of the city. We missed the beginning how it starts off. The beginning it starts off that you have a Yid, there's a Matisse of Yid, you have a Matisse of Yid without Torah, you cannot have the Torah without a Yid. Very simple. There's a Yid, doesn't keep the Torah, he's still a Yid. If there's no Yid to keep the Torah, the Torah has no purpose, right? So you can have a Yid without Torah, and you cannot have the Torah without a Yid. The reason why there's a Torah, the reason why he keeps the Torah is not because the Torah is obligating him. It's because that's like Hashem needs a Torah, he doesn't. But he chose the Torah, the same thing. The fact, I'm a Yid, I'm one with Hashem. And I have a drive, I have to keep the Torah. And that's the only reason why I have to keep the Torah. It's coming from that. Now, here when we're in this world, not only I don't recognize the fact that my identity is a Yid, I don't even recognize a Torah, which is lower than me. I don't recognize anything. I feel myself as being a human being. That's what I feel. So the way I come to connect to Hashem or to connect to myself to be a Yid is number one, starting from the bottom and going up. I start up, I connect to the Torah, begin to see how the Torah affects the world, blah, blah, blah. Then I go more deeper into Torah, until I come to realize that there's me which is above the Torah, reveals me that I'm really above the Torah. And then when I come to that point, I realize the whole reason why I'm keeping the Torah is only because my mitzvahs of a year drives me, calls to keep the Torah. Okay? But, so when we reach that stage, now, then, at this point, then, at this moment now, when I haven't done anything yet against the Torah, may have done in the past, I may have not lived up to the Torah. But now, we're talking about this moment now, coming up now, I haven't done anything against the Torah, so I can express my full identity as a Yid. And therefore, if I can express my full identity as a Yid, it just depends on my choice, I can transform everything. So this is what the Rebbe is going to say here, right now in the Sikha. It says it here, in Eishes Aleph, going from lines 10 to 23, 10 to 20, the Rebbe says, therefore I can bring the whole Gula. The Rebbe explains why the Sefer is called Tovei. Come. Doesn't say where to go to. The fact I put myself in what I'm doing, everything will result out of that. At this present moment, in other words, in order for me to go to keep all Tariq mitzvahs, so, what can I do in this present moment? This present moment, I can either smile to Mendel or not smile to Mendel. I can't really run Tate Stroll and start doing mitzvahs. You know, in this present moment, there's only one or two things. I can smile to you or not to smile to you. So, Lucheiro, what's the value of this present moment? Only this smile. No, it's not saying this present moment is now my pristine state as a Yid, because I haven't done anything wrong here, yeah? So this is me as a Yid. If I put myself into this present moment with awareness, that this moment I'm a Yid, that is everything. Anything else, because a Yid is everything. Anything else is because once I do this present moment calls I should do for another thing. Not that this present moment is missing anything. You follow it? Because this present moment is part of me as a Yid, and a Yid, I'm a Yid. In default, I'm a Yid. So this present moment, when I do the full thing, that's perfect. The reason why I have to do another thing after that, what's the value of everything after this present moment, is only that this present moment calls me to do other things. But not that this present moment is missing anything. Because I'm a Yid regardless, I'm a Yid, so this present moment has its full value regardless. So when I do this present moment, the full thing, that has it into everything. So therefore, with this present moment, I can change the whole world around me. Where even just to smile to Mendel, whatever it is. When I do it with awareness that this is the full thing, in our oasis of siddhis, in normal oasis, when I realize Ein Edul Vade, when you say Ein Edul Vade, normally you think about the Eibishta. When you say Ein Edul Vade, now I'm thinking about me fulfilling what the Eibishta wants me to do. That's the only difference. Usually when we say Ein Edul Vade, what do we think? We think about Ein Edul Vade, everything is Eibishta. We're thinking, we're talking about the Eibishta. He would say Ein Edul Vade, that I should do exactly what the Eibishta wants. And that is everything, there's nothing else. And Does it go along? So therefore, the Rebbe said, this present moment you can change the whole world. That you have to know, this moment I can change the whole world and bring. Okay, let's maybe carry on and finish everything. We'll see how the whole thing works. Okay, now let's go to Oysud base.
Because there is completeness of time and space in this moment.
Present moment is my moment of the Yid. As mine. So if I carry out if I recognize my mitzvahs as a Yid, meaning putting myself into this present moment fully, then that is everything. A Yid by default is one, has in itself everything. So once I live up to my the person who I am at this moment, I've done everything. Okay, so now let's go over to Yosef Beis. Now the Rebbe says here in Yosef Beis, if a Yid has everything in himself, why did a Yid have to come down in this world A yid in his default state already has in himself everything. What do you have to come down here? Wherever he is, he has in himself everything. So the Rebbe explains the reason why he came down to this world was only that we should be in a world where we do not recognize anything. We don't recognize the fact that we're a yid, we don't recognize the Torah, we don't recognize anything. And here in this state, we should prove that we are the yid. So the whole thing is, it shouldn't be namid of sufa, that we shouldn't be naturally the yid who we're meant to be, and just everything should be us. We should accomplish it with our avodah. That's why we came down to this world, that we should bring out this yid who we are. Yeah, right? Okay, now let's go over to page 3. Therefore, the Rebbe says, talking about avodah now, that we should say as a yid and say admosai and affect the image to bring the gula, right? Because you say admosai, knowing that it's me when I have the full awareness of the fact that I'm a yid in whatever I'm doing. I have the awareness that I'm a yid. I can affect everything. So therefore, with my admosai, I should be able to affect the Eibishter. Now going over to lines 7 to 12, the Rebbe says, how does this all fit in with this, which Rabbein is saying, we know Rabbein is saying, said that we did not go into Golos with our choice, and we're not going to go out of Golos with our choice. Now what the Rebbe is saying now, that we can affect the Eibishter to take us out of Golos. L'chei is a stira to what the Rebbein said. So the Rebbe says, as it goes in the last line 11 and 12, that when you say yid, cannot affect himself to go out of Golos. When a yid is one entity, another entity. In other words, the way we usually regard ourselves. How do we regard ourselves normally? I'm a human being, whoever I am, and I have a Torah which I'm obligated to fulfill, right? So at that moment, the Torah is imposing on me what to do, right? So therefore, there's me, that Hashem commanded me, the Torah, and then there's me and Hashem, two separate entities. So at that point, I cannot, Hashem put me to Golos, and I cannot, and Hashem is the only one who can take me out of Golos, right? Or, in our situation, Mashiach can only take me out of Golos. But the way we're talking now that the Yid is, a Yid is above Torah, so the Rebbe says, your Rotten and the Eibishter's Rotten is one thing. You can affect the Eibishter's Rotten. And this is the words of the Rebbe, line 10, 11, it's your Rotten, the Eibishter's Rotten is all one thing. And therefore you can affect the Eibishter that you should take you out of Golos, right? And the Rebbe adds, go to explain, not only if you can affect the Eibishter to take you out of Golos, right? The fact you came in Golos, on lines 14 and 15, the fact you came in Golos was only to prove, to bring out that in this is Metzius of Golos, where we don't recognize the Metzius of a Yid at all. Here we should be able to prove, we should be able to bring out our Koyach as a Yid, and that's the whole reason why we came into Golos. And the Rebbe says, the moment we were left in the Golos, the moment we were driven into Golos, if we would have brought out this Koyach of a Yid, we could go right back into the Golos. Retrospect, right? Because the whole thing is to prove that we should prove that our Yid, that everything is only dependent on us, right? Okay, now we want to get to where the point we want to get to the final line in this sikha. This goes in line 18 to 19. The Rebbe says, now based on this, we just have said that the whole that a yid with one with Eibishter, and a yid can affect everything around him. So, and what was the whole purpose of Golos? In order that we should bring out that even in a negative situation, a situation which contradicts our Matzis, which is an opposition to our Matzis as a Yid. Also there we can bring out our Koyach as a Yid. That's the whole purpose of Golos. So if so, how can you say that if after the Oshav, and speaking of the Yodanazah Chuk, we're saying the whole reason of Golos is in order to bring out our value as a Yid. So therefore, going into Golos is with purposeful attention, right? Doing a Veda in order to later fix is something which is you're not allowed to do. I'm going to do an Veda in order to do tshuva, right? So here I'm a Yid. I can really affect the Eibishter in any way I want. And nevertheless, we went into Golos. Why? In order to bring out our case as a Yid while being in Golos. So that would be doing an Aveda, going into Golis in order to bring out our Koyach at the beginning, that would be Echta V'Oshev. Did that fit? Is that Echta V'Oshev? Or... Echta V'Oshev. I do an Aveda in order to do Tshuva. I want to come about Tshuva. I'm a tzaddik till now. I don't have the virtue of about Tshuva. So I'm doing Aveda, I want to have the virtue of about Tshuva. This is one way of saying it, yeah? So let's say it. So same thing. I'm before the Golis. I can affect the Yibshev in any way. Remember, Yid can affect the Yibshev to do the right thing. Okay. But nevertheless, there's a certain value in Golus that I should bring out the fact I'm a Yid even in a negative situation, where there's opposition. So that's why I have to go to Golus. So I'm putting myself in a negative situation in order to bring out a positive, to do tshuva, to bring out my koyach of tshuva. Echta V'Oshev, to put yourself in a negative situation in order to bring out the Koyach HaTshuva, you're not allowed to do. So the Eibshev will not give you the ability, does not help you to do Tshuva. So how can you say that the whole goal is only to bring out, that we can affect the Eibshev in any way, and the whole goal is only to bring out our Koyach, that would be Echta V'Oshev, to bring out, yeah? So Reb David. So the Reb answers, the koyach, the in of going to Golos was not without choice. They just imposed it upon us. Neira lir bnei adam. It was imposed upon us. What do you mean neira? Hashem arranges things that we should do things wrong in order we should get into trouble, in order to show our koyach how we can get out of trouble. In other words, Hashem arranges things that we should go into trouble. This man of the Eden did what we should not have done. And therefore they were driven to Golos. Why did it all happen? Hashem pre-orchestrated it in order we should be able to bring out our koyach. So now, let me ask you. This is the point we want to reach to over here. The Rebbe is saying here that Yid can affect the Eibush in any way. And now the Rebbe is saying, how did we get into Golos? Because it was Neira Lid of Neodom. How did this fit in? If you're saying that we can affect the Eibush in any way, and the reason we went in Golos is only to bring out our virtue of a Yid, our virtue of tshuva, of being a Yid. Now the Rebbe says, but that was not us who did it, that was the Eibishter. What do you mean? All of a sudden now it's the Eibishter. The Rebbe, the whole Sikha is telling us, the whole Shaila here, the whole is all telling us that we can affect the Eibishter in any way. How the Rebbe all of a sudden can't say, but this situation here, that was done by the Eibishter. Do you follow the question? Rebbe Nota, Nuti, yeah, you follow with me?
Yeah.
So you see, the Rebbe is saying is giving us the credit that we can affect the Eibishter anywhere. That's why we the saying of Mosai, we can bring the Gula. Right, we're above Torah, we can affect everything, right? Now the Rebbe says the whole purpose of Golos was in order to bring out our Koyach that we can affect the Eibishter. How did we allow ourselves to go to Golos so we can affect the Eibishter? How did we allow ourselves to go to Golos? There was not Neira Lid Bnei Adam. So the Rebbe is playing on two lines. From the he says you can affect the Eibishter in any way, and all of a sudden the Rebbe says, well, how did we allow ourselves to go into Golos? It's because the Eibishter did it. What's going on over here? So the Nekudah is...
What's the problem?
If we can do affect the Eibishter in any way, remember, Torah, it's all about, we're about Torah, right?
Yeah.
So, why did we get into Golos? That's for the Eibishter. What do you mean the Eibishter? We can always affect. So we could have affected the Eibishter. We should not go into Golos in the beginning. How can you bring bring the Eibishter?
No, I mean, if we would have done the right things, then we would have been able to affect the Eibishter.
No, the Rebbe is explaining here, the whole Golos is in order to bring out our Koyach so that we can affect the Eibishter. How can you tell me the whole Golos is? The Rebbe asks, it's Echta V'Oshev.
Okay.
The Rebbe said, that was not done by us, that was done by the Eibishter.
Oh.
So if it's done by the Eibishter, it's done by the Eibishter, all of a sudden, we are not, this said that the Eibishter did, here all of a sudden, till now, we're saying that everything the Eibishter belongs to the Eibishter, we brought it over to our court. We can affect everything. It's all on our Avodah. Well, here the Rebbe says, this is the fact we came to Golos, that came from the Eibishter. So where, we... So then, what is the point is that we have that at that time, this is a good thing which we spoke about many times already. The fact that Yid should be able to identify that he's above Torah is not a simple thing. Remember what the Rebbe said. The normal Seder Aved is what? A Yid starts from zero. And he goes up to Torah. And from Torah he comes to recognize he's a Yid. You start from zero. Here the Rebbe is taking us all the way to the top. He's telling us about being a Yid. And therefore the Rebbe says, this Tinnik Shemishba, who haven't started learning Torah, he's a pure state of Yisrael. Right? He has no shaykhus to Torah yet. And he's a pure state of the state. Right? The Rebbe is taking us to the very top. But normally, the normal way is, I know nothing. Here the Rebbe is sort of changing everything. So therefore, this Nekuda, what the Rebbe is saying here, that a Yid can transform everything. When can we identify with it in our days today? In our days today, there's nothing there obstructing us for Kiva Tehra Mitzvahs. There's no Goyim obstructing us. So the Rebbe is telling us, identify with the fact that you can now transform the whole world. The only thing Torah has the capacity to transform the whole world. Recognize you're above the Torah, so you can transform the whole world, right? So when can we identify with this? Today, when there's no one there standing obstructing us in observance of Torah mitzvahs. But in all the years, going through all the years, and when there was obstruction to Torah in the world, to tell a regular Yid, listen, you can change the world. Malchus Beis David, big tzaddikim could identify with the fact, Rashbi, or whatever, they could identify with the fact the whole world is only subservient to them, it's only secondary to them. To tell a normal Yid that I can do, change the whole world, if it's not possible, it was too much to ask. What could you ask a regular Yid? Identify with the Torah. Start observing the Torah, and you'll realize how the life comes better, and therefore you'll improve until you come to realize, the real truth, that you should know that you're above everything. You yourself above everything. But you have to start up with Torah. Nowadays there's no one there obstructing us from Torah mitzvahs. So the only thing is we have to identify with our ability, that we can observe Torah mitzvahs, the fact that we're above Torah mitzvahs, it's all a matter of identification. So now the Rebbe is telling us, you should know that you can change everything. How we landed into Golos in the beginning, at that time we were not aware of this. Why? It was too hard to ask for a normal person when you have when there's opposing situations around yourself. To identify with the fact that I can change everything is a dag of the highest dag of the highest mitzvahs nefesh. It's something above everything, which was not a normal ability. You can ask me, something which the Rebbe says it belongs to Malchus Beis David. The Koyach Mashiach is that he can do away with all objections. So this is something that belongs to Malchus Mashiach. So we should identify with such a thing going in the past. It's not a part of the normal ability. So therefore, it's not discussed. What was discussed? Was discussed that the Shaykhs of Torah. To know that the mind of Yisrael above Torah is not something which was, it was not part of the practical of Eidah.
Why past is not influenced?
I'm sorry?
Why our past is not influenced?
What do you mean, not influenced? What do you mean?
Of our Eidah.
Reason, 1 second. Now, this is, now. Oh, so now let's get through this. I don't know, we didn't discuss this, but let's bring it up now. Now, so now what comes over here is, what do we have now? That, this, in my present moment now, I've learned this sikha. So now that it was told me that I'm Yisrael, and I can affect everything, yeah? Right? And I'm going now to affect everything. I learned the Rebbe sikha. The Rebbe was Megala this thing to me, right? Sidus was Megala, the Rebbe's Megala, okay? So now I know about it. Am I actually going to, fulfill this, carry this out? So I may have it may have some effect on me, right? So the Nukudi is, till now, if I didn't keep Torah mitzvahs, could be many reasons. Now there's only one reason why I don't keep Torah mitzvahs. Because I do not realize what the Rebbe is telling me. Because the moment, it's all got to do with awareness. What did we just say? Why did he didn't come into Golos in the first place? They only came into Golos because they didn't realize the Koyach of Yisrael. Had they realized the Koyach of Yisrael, they would never have, if they really can affect everything, they would never have gone into Golos in the first place. Why would they not have gone into Golos? If a Yid realizes that he can affect everything, then he'll do everything in order to affect everything. The truth is that we normal people, especially in Zman HaGolos, when things don't go our way, We do not realize that we have the koyach to affect everything. We have even doubts about observing Torah mitzvahs. We have even to what extent we should observe Torah mitzvahs. We have different doubts. We have a lot of things are not clear to us. Now the Rebbe is telling us, we can come to realize how we can really affect everything. So now, it's all a matter of awareness, right? Which once upon a time was not a matter of awareness. Once upon a time there was a legitimate obstacle which would cause a yid to have doubt whether Torah mitzvahs are effective or not. And of course, to have doubts about himself being a yid, about the value of being a yid. But now there's no legitimate objections. It's just me to become aware, right? So when I learn this sikha and I'm not implementing it completely, what is it? It's my lack. There's nothing there which has to be accomplished around me to change. It's my lack of awareness, what the Rebbe is saying. That, so in other words, we have over here, there is, let's put it with awe. So what is my state now? My state now would be like a tinnik shenishba. Why would it be like a tinnik shenishba? What's a tinnik shenishba? The fact that he doesn't observe the Torah. Can he be blamed at that? He doesn't know the Torah. Why should he observe the Torah? If he observed the Torah, life would be so much better for him. Right? We're talking about the state when Torah works and everything. Life would be so much better for him. Right? Right? See, what's my state? I know the Torah, but I don't have the full awareness of the Torah. So the fact I'm not fully carrying out what the Rebbe is saying is just a matter of awareness. This is the whole idea. The whole idea of Gula is just a matter of awareness. So where the fact that's now, going back one moment back, two moments back, I did not fully carry out what the Rebbe wanted, right? That moment when I did not carry out was why? Because I was lacking this awareness. When a fact, once upon a time, for me to become the best person, look at this, for me to become a better person, I'm observing Torah mitzvahs to a certain extent, and I should be doing better. So the fact, I did not observe Torah mitzvahs properly till now, I was at fault, right? Okay. I have a choice to, remember, are you with me? I have a choice to keep Torah mitzvahs better or worse. Until now, I didn't keep it so well. I make a cheshbon nefesh. It's chodesh el. We just passed the cheshbon el. I make a cheshbon nefesh. I was no good, and so I was at fault, right? I was at fault, and therefore I want to become a better person now, right? Now we have a new type of cheshbon nefesh. I look at the Rebbe. How the Rebbe talks about chodesh el. You see, this fits the way the Rebbe speaks about chodesh el. I make a cheshbon nefesh. I'm not doing so well. Why did I not do so well? Because I was not aware of what I could accomplish by doing what the Torah says. Once upon a time, when I would do the Torah, I wouldn't always see the results. To realize, to believe with this belief that I will see the results of the Torah was something only for Malchus Bizdavid. It was too hard to ask a Yid to realize that he will do the Torah, he will see the results. So, once, if I did not do well in the past, it's because I was not dedicated enough, committed enough, etc., etc., and therefore now I should become more committed. Now that everything depends on just my awareness, so the fact I did not do well till now, why is it? Because I was not aware. Why was I not aware? Neira lilab neodam. Now I should come better. Why should I come better? If the past is only my lack of awareness, this is the part I'm going to bring out. If the whole past I did not do well was my lack of awareness, so why should I have a drive to do well in the future? It's not really my fault. It's not really Neodem. It's coming from the Eibishter. But I want to do it because I can change the world. It's for my benefit. So there's no bad, wrong, and right here. It's just talking about being better and better. The last moment I was not good was Neira Lidit Neodam. And the Rebbe says, you didn't have done tshuva, you didn't have perfect. There's no reason why the situation is like this till today. This is the Rebbe's common words. The fact I'm not doing good till now, there's no reason. Neira Lidit Neodam. I was not aware. He was not aware, there's no fault of mine. But who cares about fault? I want to have the results. So definitely I want to do good now. When I have this awareness, that the only reason why I did not do good till now was because of Neira Lila Bne'odim, because it's lacking my awareness, my determination to do good is going to be stronger than ever. Why? Because it all depends on me, on my awareness. So if it depends on me, on my awareness, of course I'm going to change my awareness and do good. So as what's the whole gather of Gula now is coming to realize that everything I did not realize, anything I did wrong, was only lack of awareness. And therefore, my determination to change myself is going to be stronger than ever.
Lack of awareness that you're a yid who
can change the world. Yeah. And why with a lack of awareness? And even when I learn this sikh, and I'm going home now, and if I, Chassid Shalom, really didn't implement what the sikh says properly, again, it's my lack of awareness. So it's not the fact that we're not talking about doing wrong and now doing good. Wherever I failed is lack of awareness. That is Neira Lila Bnei Adam. Doing good. Because I have to give an account to someone. Because I wanted to be good. It's, you follow me? You follow? So everything, instead of having me, the Torah, and I'm judging myself, I'm a separate entity, judging myself according to how much I've kept the Torah or not. It's all about me. Here I'm not so aware, now I want to become more aware in order to be more effective. So therefore I'm going to change myself. It's all about good being better and better. It's all about where it's... And this is an akut of Kabbalah Samalchus. Kabbalah Samalchus is that who can bring away all these obstacles of Zman HaGolus, of the world, it shouldn't affect it yet, is Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach gives this ability to give that you really should realize that he can put himself above all the obstacles. This is the essence of the Melech. There's a Kabbalah of Malchus which is identifying with Mashiach. Bringing the Kabbalah of Malchus in my avodah means realizing that this is what the Melech of Mashiach has taught me, and therefore I can overcome all my obstacles. And there's nothing there, just me to grow with my identity with the fact that I can overcome everything. That's all it is. I should continuously grow and grow in my awareness. Does it mean let it go halfway or This is the void. Brings out the void of Kabbalah Samalchus. The void, my void of Kabbalah Samalchus. He said, doesn't mention about Kabbalah Samalchus at all. It's not like Sifz and Umbeis, which speak very clearly about Kabbalah Samalchus. Here it talks about the void, which is discussed. Is the Kud of Melech Mashiach implementing the Kud of Melech Mashiach in my void that. And this is a mahalach of the Rebbe. The Rebbe, this yid is, to put this in other words, a lesson which Chassidim used to use, you know, it's not doing an aveda. I did what the Eibishter wanted. I did my care to the Torah. I'm such an idiot for not doing exactly what the Eibishter wants. But I'm living here. I'm going around. Here I can change the world. And I'm sitting here in Golas. Can I do more? Can I not no more? It's the Chazak. The world is mine. So what I'm looking at myself, that's the expression of Chassidim, you see. I'm partial an idiot. And Aveda, the value, the fault of an Aveda is not measured because I did what the Torah wanted, not, that's for sure. But it's in the gay in me, I'm partial an idiot. I'm not doing what Abisha wants. And this is what brings out in this sikh. It's all my awareness. I'm sitting here fighting with myself, trying to become a better yid. It's all tipshes, get out of myself and grow and do and etc. etc. There's no, don't worry about the Veda here. There's a world in front of you. I was stupid at the last moment. Neira Lila Bnei Adam. What did it help me? Come from the Abishta. I was at loss. I want to get out of it. So that is more or less This is the Halakha of the Rebbe, that you don't have to rebuke yourself for the past. The Rebbe says, become aware of what you have opportunity today, you're going to grow in, whatever. Okay, this is more or less, I think, the Kinkuda here. Okay, does it work?